Life Here, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
You know you're doing something right when you're a locally owned St. Louis family restaurant open for 25 years. Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, serving only USDA prime beef. And as for the seafood, Surf and Sirloin has always acquired its fish whole so the product can be inspected on site to ensure quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood options, white tablecloth dining, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or at surfandsirloin.com.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
The Post continued to give you the best way to post up in the St. Louis area with their Progressive Happy Hour. Every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., it starts with $1.50 domestic drafts and wells, and it goes up 50 cents each hour. So at 5 p.m., you're still paying just $3. Plus, there's $6.99 daily deals. If you're staying in, then have the Post Sports Bar and Grill come to you. Post up at home by ordering carryout or delivery through any of the following delivery services: DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates. Stay safe and stay posted.
Misses that note, Kate Smith. Folks, time for the Playhouse.
Finian's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share.
Dog crap!
We're about to get Finian's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 18th edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and one of only two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. That is a pretty big deal. If you're AM and the PM and you need windows, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not for a year, but when you do, you know who to call. Window World. Tell you more about them, give you the website, information, phone number, and all that. But first, let's do a round of introductions.
Hey!
At the control board, if you listen... it won't take you 30 seconds to notice that this particular gentleman speaks differently than the rest of us. That's because for 19 years he lived in Great Britain. 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. And that's where his daddy still lives today. By the way, great update picture of Theo. Did you put that on our Facebook page?
No, but I can, actually. It's on... Danny, if you want to share that picture that I posted on Facebook?
Yeah, I will.
Wow, this kid... This kid is flat-out cute. I mean, he's just... He really is. So you can see an updated recent photo of little Theo, grandson of Dave, who is in Birmingham, England, and son of this guy, Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. In the house, in the studio, because he did not go. Maybe it's because of the coronavirus. He's sort of hunkering down, staying in town. Didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even...
Yeah, he did.
He didn't nice. One today. He will eventually. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
I like
right.
that.
Behind the coronavirus-proof glass sits Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois. First Community Credit Union is a fantastic place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Formerly and I cook at Denny's, among other food-related jobs, former door-to-door knife salesman for the Cutco Knife Company, former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller rink DJ, but today, he's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He sets our digital clock, and he checks it and rechecks it, and I'm going to check it now. It's 517-0809, 517-10. You know how I know that's right? I just checked the clock at the Bureau of Standards. Exact same time. The same person is our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and there's one other thing, I forget what it is. Like Jim Rockford of the Rockford Files, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. At either place, they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, make sure you let them know your AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Be careful. Did you have a bowel movement when you did that?
Yeah. Be careful. Little turtle head, not the full thing.
Okay.
You got to be careful. Turtle head.
I'll tell you. After 45, 50, starting in right in there, you just have to watch your coughing and your...
Can't trust them.
Yeah, you can't. You can't trust them at all. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And we talked earlier about, you know, what if we were told, stay home, do not leave the house for 2 weeks, a month. How long could we each survive if we couldn't leave or have anything delivered at home? I think we'd 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe in our house. But I'll tell you one thing we have plenty of in our house, and we may very well be able to just live on that. Rabbi, what do you think?
Cheese.
That's exactly right. I think we have plenty of cheese at home.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. So you just cut yourself some cheese and get yourself a... That's right,
cut the
Red
cheese.
Boy. Cut it, get a cracker, and you're good to go. I know that, according to USA Today, we're supposed to be so grateful to Tom Hanks and his wife for sharing their corona story with us, and we're supposed to watch his movies now. I say we should be grateful for uplifting, good mood music like what you're hearing in the background, that polka music. I say we give a big thank you round of applause to Bruce Limprest and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah, that's a
makes me feel better. Thank you, Bruce.
We are brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. A couple of things I think you should know. 18 months, same as cash with approved credit. That's a big deal. You also need to know that only two windows have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. I don't know how many brands of windows there are. I would guess 50, 40, I don't know, but there are a lot. Two. The Good Housekeeping people said, well, we've studied, we've tested, we've retested, and we've determined that everything you say about your product is true. So you get our seal of approval. Window World is one of those windows. And you may be thinking, maybe I'll buy the other window. Okay. I think you're going to pay a lot more for it. I don't believe it's the value that Window World is. And then, as important as anything else is, that other window's not AM and the PM. They don't support this show. Window World does. Now, let's say that other window was exactly the same price and same quality, which it's not. But even if it were, you're still going to go with Window World. You know why? Because you're AM and the PM. And every chance you get to prove it, you take it. Window World, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. It is a terrific product. And even though I know that most of you listening right now, this moment, don't need replacement windows, there will come a time, if you stay in that house long enough, when you will. Please do us and yourself a favor and call the folks at Window World. Make that appointment and tell them your AM and the PM. More at window, 314-993-1800 is their number. 314-993-1800. Of course, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
I don't see Scott Sherman anywhere lurking around, so there must not be a trivia quiz today. Bill Cleveland is with us, courtesy of the folks I just talked about, Window World. They make so much possible here. So many segments that they support in addition to just the show itself. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com again for more. Folks, this guy took the chance and the risk of, on the way here, coming in contact with someone who knows, may be carrying the coronavirus. But he cares about this show and the listeners. And he took that chance and is in the studio today. And I say you show your appreciation for that dedication with a rousing round of applause for Bill Cleveland. Wow, do they appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. Mm. Bill, how are you?
That makes me feel better, certainly.
It should.
Now that I've heard that. So I'll be completely honest with you. I have been struggling the last couple of days because as someone that promotes travel, you can't really travel anywhere right now. So
I'm
being completely honest with you when I say that I have no idea what in the heck I am going to do for the next few weeks.
Bill, have you seen the test for coronavirus, what it entails, what you have to do if they test you, the swab? Have you seen this?
I have not.
It's like a long...
What are you talking about? It's disgusting.
Oh, it doesn't. It's like it's a long...
No,
I'll try this again. It's like a long Q-tip. And I'm not making this up. They push it in your nose and down to your throat through your nose.
They do?
Oh, yeah. It's not just in the nostril. It goes to the upper part of where your throat meets your sinus cavities or whatever. And I just thought of... I don't know. When I heard about it, I thought, well, what if Bill goes to have that, and then they're doing it, and the guy goes, we're going to need a longer Q-tip, because to get through the nose to the throat would be...
You guys.
I couldn't help it.
Man.
I couldn't help it.
You guys are so evil.
I know. We have to use
a hockey stick.
With a sock on the end of it.
I'm going to come in tomorrow and cough on all of you.
Hey, whoa! I wouldn't blame you. I would not blame you.
Even in that coronavirus-proof glass back there, I can get back there, too.
I didn't say anything. I didn't join in.
All of you.
Guilty.
So what
join
you,
in the hate.
What did you decide you'd do today?
Well, I haven't decided quite yet, but, you know, we all like to wait till the last second here. A couple of things I'll mention. So I have, as you might imagine, an enormous photo gallery, just an archive of pictures that I have from all of my trips and all of my travels or whatever. And so, first of all, so if people are looking to virtually travel and get the heck out of town, at least if it's just online, every day, at least once a day or a couple of times a day, I am posting some of these just random pictures that I've never used from different tourist sites or museums and things like that, trying to give people at least something that they can learn or see, even if it's just for a few minutes. And that's on Facebook if you follow.
But here's the other good thing about doing this. In addition to sort of escaping virtually, they can start now planning, when everything gets back to normal, planning this vacation and having all the information you need already gathered so that you're ready to pick up the phone and make reservations, because the economy is going to need it, the tourist attractions are going to need it, and this is a great way to shop, if you will, before you actually pull the trigger on.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. I've posted two of them so far. The first one was actually sort of local. Yesterday I did Chester, Illinois, which I've been to. Have has all the great Popeye stuff, and that's a local town, very small community.
You know that I interviewed Popeye years ago about that?
I did not hear that.
I said, you know, Popeye, I said, your birthplace and your town is not that far south of St. Louis. How do you feel about having Chester, Illinois, is the home of Papa? Here's what he said.
Hi, it's great.
Wow, that's the real Popeye, too.
Exclusive interview.
Yeah,
a great interview. That was yesterday. Today, the one I just posted, and I don't know how many of you have done Route 66. I've not done all of Route 66. I've done about halfway. But so there's a gigantic blue whale down when you're getting pretty close to Tulsa, or maybe just past Tulsa, and it is the blue whale of Catoosa. That's what
you know
it's called.
Tulsa spelled
that
backwards.
Sounds like a
is.
Dirty word.
It does sound dirty.
Yes, we do, Dan. You've told every. Us. Tulsa spelled. Go ahead, Dan. Tulsa spelled backwards.
A slut.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm really gonna cough on you. So yeah, so this gigantic whale, this guy, and maybe you've seen, I know it's in like National Lampoon's Vacation, they show a picture of it, and you've probably seen it, but if you haven't, go on the Facebook page, the Bill on the Road Facebook page, and you'll see it. I'm standing there in the mouth of this gigantic whale, and this guy built this huge whale. I don't know what the exact dimensions are, but it's massive, and it sits up against this giant pond, and this guy built it for his wife for her anniversary because she collected whale figurines or something, and it was a gift to her. And then the locals, you know, of course, started showing up and then wanted to swim in the pond next to it or whatever. So the guy turned into a tourist attraction, and it's still there and is one of the most popular kind of quirky tourist attractions along Route 66.
Hey, I have a suggestion for you for maybe next week. Think about this. There have to be places, and plenty of them, where you can still go now, where it's not actually, there's no admission, like Mount Rushmore. That's not a good example because it's too far away, but you can still go there and stare at it. You don't have to pay anybody, and there's no nobody keeping people from looking at Mount Rushmore.
Well, there's two problems with that. The first is that almost all these national parks are going to close if they haven't closed already. I know the Arch closed today. They closed their tram thing, and now they've closed the actual museum and everything in there. So all that stuff is going to close. And the other thing is, you're encouraging people to gather in groups, and that is really not. I don't.
Okay,
think
what
that's
about
a good
this?
Idea.
What about this? Okay, what about this? What about scenery? What about if you get in the car?
Just in the car driving, sure.
And just see some beautiful parts of the country, like the Rocky Mountains,
or the
Colorado.
Great River Road. You could
drive
in your
road,
car.
The Great River Road, Grafton,
Pere
Marquette. Absolutely. Take in some stuff you haven't seen for a while. The Merrimack River, whatever. Drive along there. Get out and have a picnic when the weather's warming up. Something where it doesn't involve a lot of people, and it doesn't involve being open or closed. It's just always there.
This whale has its own Wikipedia page.
Really?
It's called the Blue Whale of Catoosa.
Yeah,
that's and, what Bill said.
I know, but unbelievable.
Yeah, somebody listens to
I'm
me.
I'm trying to research and help the boy out. You got to go do that.
Hey, Bill, where is that blue whale at?
Catoosa.
It's near Tulsa. I don't know if you've heard, but Tulsa spelled backwards is a slut.
No
you heard
way!
That?
Catoosa sounds dirty. Well, like the doctor would say, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, you Catoosa's infected.
Well,
oh my goodness.
And if you say Catoosa backwards, it's a Sutac.
That doesn't sound nearly as dirty as Catoosac.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is it, a Catoosac?
Akatusak.
No,
a Sutak.
A Sutak. That's a Sutak.
Like, do you think anybody has ever been born, like a guy's ever been born, a baby boy with two scrotums? I'm serious. I don't know what the condition is called. Tim could look it up.
Tim, you're going to Google
two,
it?
Two penises. No, there have been people
lucky
more than
double
born with two penises. Like, side either double barrel, over and under, or side by side. Usually it's one on top of the other. I'm not kidding.
Well, there's different phrases. Polyorchidism is a man who is born with three testicles.
Okay.
All right, well, yeah, that happens. I can see three testicles. I'm talking like two wieners.
Where can you see three testicles? You just said I can see three testicles.
You know what I mean. Like, I can see that like being a thing. People being born with three testicles. Wasn't there? There's a celebrity with three testicles.
You know that we had when I was.
I know Hitler only had one. So.
Our neighbor, the mother of the kid that I played with, and I could never look at her the same once I heard my mom on the phone discussing this. Mm-hmm. Our neighbor, my buddy's mother, two doors down, had three nipples.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, the mother did?
She had three nipples? Yeah.
So was the other one like just a weird nipple off somewhere, or was there like
it was under her arm. She had a nipple under her arm.
Forehead.
It was under her arm.
You're not gonna believe this. According to Wikipedia, having two penises is called diphalia.
Diphalia.
Yeah. One in 5.5 million boys in the United States has this.
See? I didn't make it up. There you go. Tim found it. I'm not kidding. There is such a condition.
So there's like, so, all right, 330 million divided by what, five?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one in 5.5 million, so you'd have to divide however many people there are, 333 million.
So there's like 3,000 boys out there with two penises?
3,000 lucky guys walking around with two schlongs. Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
You just made me.
Shalong.
What do you say on honeymoon night? Take your pick.
Yeah.
Pick one.
You just made me think. So I started watching the show. You recommended this show a few weeks ago, and I almost. It's hard for me to say this on the air, just being radio as long
you
as I have now. It's Schitt's Creek.
I started
watching it, and you just made me think. There was an episode that I'm binge watching, so I'm watching, you know, two or three in a night, but. There was an episode I watched last night that's Eugene Levy, and he's talking to Chris Elliott. You know, there are two characters in that show, and Eugene Levy is telling Chris Elliott that his son is pansexual.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Chris Elliott says, oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I know what that people like to have sex with Tupperware.
and that is Levy's son. That's his son in real life, and in real life he's pansexual.
Oh, see, I didn't know
people
that.
Like that.
Yeah, that's his son. And Twyla, the waitress, is Eugene Levy's daughter in real life. Yeah,
and that show is hysterical.
It's hysterical until it's not, and you're gonna get ready to dump it in the middle of the third season because all the focus shifts over to the son and his boyfriend, and that becomes the theme of the show, and they lose a lot of their creative writing. But the first couple of seasons are hysterical.
Well,
Elliott is unbelievably great.
I'm always interested in where they film stuff. So they film apparently somewhere in just outside of Toronto, Canada. And so all of those, Catherine O'Hara, who plays the mom, and Eugene
Levy. She's the best character
so
in the
funny.
Whole show.
And they were on that, was it SCTV? Wasn't that? It was like the Canadian version of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Right?
John Candy was part of that.
And so I thank you for pointing that out. So, well, I hope this was an enjoyable segment for everyone today.
It sure was for me, Bill.
Do better next week.
I had a great
time. I'll keep that in mind. We'll maybe try to get people planning for things once the economy turns around here, hopefully soon. But there you go. I'm Bill Cleflin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Bill, before you get away, by the way, Bill Cleflin brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country, windowworldstlouis.com. Did you hear earlier when I mentioned what talked about Las Vegas being closed? Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. It is.
Honest
to goodness, Las Vegas, all of it is done. The casinos, hotels, everything closed. The last time that happened was 1963, November 25th, I think it was. 17 hours, they shut down all of Vegas for John F. Kennedy's funeral. That was 57 years ago, and that was only for 17 hours.
And there was a
this
guy...
This is going to be for probably a month at least.
There was a guy on Facebook yesterday, and he lives in Vegas, and he went down to Fremont Street yesterday on St. Patrick's Day, and he said that the casinos were open down on Fremont Street and some of the restaurants
though.
And all that other stuff. Yeah,
trust me, they're not now because the governor has said all casinos closed. Now, maybe that's effective midnight tonight, but they're done. And that is just a weird to think about. Mm. I'd almost like to go to Vegas and just stand on the
Ghost
strip
town.
And just... Yeah, it would be creepy.
Man.
It just would be creepy.
See, actually, you've got a point, because now would be the time to go to these places and take the pictures. Like, you know, those artistic...
Nobody's
like,
in
you
your
know,
way
exactly.
when you're trying to pose for a...
Go to town.
That's nobody's handing out escort pamphlets.
Are right they now. Allowing people to be in the hotels?
I don't think, no. The only people that are already there, and then once they check out, they're not taking any new... What I read was the first reservations they'll take, and this is being optimistic, are for like May 1st or something that. No, it's a big deal. Thank you, Bill. Something quickly that is really aggravating to me, and I got one this morning. Most of you know that anything you do now, you're supposed to fill out a survey, you know, on a scale of what would you recommend, blah, 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 blah. And I usually just delete. I'm not going to do it because everybody wants it. Well, so I finally did. I filled out a survey for, oh my goodness, what was it? It was a restaurant or something on Amazon. And then they came back and said, thank you so much for participating in our survey. Would you go to Yelp? And now they're asking you to do other... No, no.
No,
you're
good
lucky
deed.
I filled out the survey. I'm not doing that. What else? Oh, the my wife has this... I don't know what to call it. Yogi Berra, they have a lot of things that he said that kind of...
Yogi-isms.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yogi-isms, yeah.
Yogiism. And then who was the other baseball manager? Oh, my goodness.
Casey Stengel. Hang on a second.
Casey Stengel. Yes, yeah. Casey
hang
Stengel.
Hang on. I'm sorry. Limey does not know who you're talking about. He Yogi did you not Bear. Hear what he... Yogi Bear.
Yogi
hey,
boo-boo.
Bear.
No,
hey,
no.
Boo-boo.
That's, yeah, that's
hey,
wrong.
The baseball player.
That's the bear,
oh
not bear.
I thought
Louis.
It was funny.
Yogi Bear is from St. Louis.
I just hey, said boo-boo.
That. So my wife, one of the ones that comes to mind is years ago when we were talking about somebody who's successful, and she said, well, I'll tell you why he's successful, because he kept his ear to the grindstone.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what? So she does this all the time. So yesterday, a story came out about, I don't know, some athlete that's going to give $1 million to help the other people who aren't, you know, big athletes and working vendors and that. And she says, well, I think more of these rich players should alley up their money.
Alley up?
Oh. Yeah. Alley up their... And I said, what? She said, yeah, you know, alley up. And I said, it's ante up. Not alley. So I just want to share from time to time the hell that I live in. I read the most depressing article yesterday on Leon Spinks, and I'm sure Tim is very familiar with who Leon Spinks is. Leon Spinks is now 66 years old. He lives in Henderson, Nevada, outside Las Vegas. He has prostate cancer and dementia. When he fought Ali the first fight, he made $320,000, which was all the money in the world to Leon Spinks, and he blew through it. And then there was a second fight. Second fight, even though he lost to Ali, he made $3 million. This is years ago.
Wow.
And now the guy lives in a little house outside of Vegas, and in the article, they interviewed his wife. The prostate cancer, he had to undergo chemotherapy for it, and there were these pills that the doctor said he needed to take following chemotherapy. Check this out. The first bottle of pills they gave him was free, the 120 pills. So I'm assuming that's, 4 months' worth of pills.
Yeah.
When his wife went to go back and get the prescription for the second bottle, $8,000. 25th. Which I'm going to guess Leon Spinks doesn't have.
Wow.
But there's a case.
How does that even calculate? $8,000 for like 120 pills. Where's the math in that
one? It doesn't, except that it's pharmaceutical greed.
Yeah.
That's and there's no
sick.
Way in the world that that should cost that kind of money.
That's
but,
sick.
But there are lots of people in this country who faced that. Look, I went to a drugstore a few months ago. Over the years, I've had every kind of eye drops you can imagine. You know, probably 50, 60 different eye drops. And the one that was one of the prescription drops, I went to pick it up at Walgreens, and they said, well, it's not covered by insurance, and this will be $380. A little tiny model, like 1 month's worth of drops. And I said, are you kidding me?
I said,
no, I think I'll just do without them. And she said, well, hang on a second. I told the story when it happened. She goes over the counter and rips off a coupon, said, here, take this coupon, hand it right back to me, and it'll be $30.
Oh.
Seriously? Why can't you just be given the $30 price at the beginning?
Thank you. Exactly.
Ooh, I'm about to get angry.
It's just such a scam. It's such a...
And we're letting this happen. We're letting this happen with our patent laws, and we put politicians in office that go and say, well, actually, my constituents want this to be because they want to make sure that those companies get their money. Kiss my ass, man. Sorry.
Wow.
Simmer
down, Mr. Politics.
I am mad now. I work with a girl, right? God bless her. Her son has got severe asthma. And she has to pay.
Asthma.
What is that? Asthma.
Asthma.
Is that like asthma?
Sorry. Oh. Yeah, you know what I mean.
No. Maybe it's a different. Hold on. Maybe it's something different where you can't breathe through his butt. That would be asthma.
I'm trying.
I've got asthma.
I'm trying to be serious there for a second.
I didn't know you were supposed to breathe through his butt.
I'm sorry. Right. He's serious. Go ahead.
Thank you. There's this little kid, right? He has asthma, and he needs an inhaler that he has to take several times a day. And every time his mom gets a refill for this inhaler, it's $200 for one inhaler.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Now, okay, if you're going to charge me that's okay. I work full-time. I'm a man. I pay my bills. I make an income. A child? You're gonna charge a child that? Get the hell out of here, man.
But
that
it's
is
still ridiculous.
Not cool.
Even if you're
I understand it's ridiculous because, like, if it's for something like me, but... You know what? I'm in the game. I understand it.
It'd be different if it were some rare, rare, one-of-a-kind, made-in-the-lab medic. But it's not. It's an inhaler. They make thousands of them, millions of them.
Insulin's the same way for
diabetics. There is something, and it is true. You can check it out on Snopes if you don't believe me. Walmart sells insulin. You don't need a prescription. Go into the pharmacy. I don't know what the name of it is, but the insulin is, I think it's the 7030. I don't know what that means. I'm going to try and, Tim, Google the name for me, please, while I go on a rant for a second. You don't need a prescription.
You don't have much longer than a second.
Sorry, you can go and get insulin for $25. I think it's $24.90. Sorry, I'm getting my Italian things. $24.90 at Walmart, over the counter, go to the pharmacy. You don't need a prescription.
Really? Insulin?
Yep, for insulin. I can't remember the name. I cannot remember the name right now.
Okay, so here's a little interesting thing I discovered accidentally. I told you 3 days ago my wife went to get milk because I'm a big milk drinker. And out of milk, except for a quart of whole vitamin D milk, one quart. So last night I'm drinking out, I poured myself a little milk, and I just, out of curiosity, I thought, well, what's the date on this carton of milk? Now, get this, she bought it 3 days ago. It says best if sold by May 6th.
May 6th?
Whoa. Apparently, the shelf life of milk is getting pretty long.
Is that's Fair Life stuff? Because I picked up a bottle of that the other day because it lasts forever.
No, I know what that is with the cow on it. This is just regular vitamin D milk. Best by 5/6 of 20, it said. I thought,
wow.
I have the name of that insulin, if I may.
Yo.
It's Novo Nordisk, and it's manufactured human insulin that can be purchased for $24.88 everywhere except in Indiana. And that is on Snopes, and it is true.
Wow.
Okay. Good to know. You just helped a lot of people save a lot of money. Now, you know how Mike Evans gets? I'm going to give him plenty of time today, and here's how I'm going to do it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Marv, if you were listening, and I know you are, yesterday you asked me to tell a joke that I have not told for 3 years, probably. I'm going to tell it today, and I'm going to tell it for you, Marv. And here we go. There's a classroom, fifth graders, and they have a substitute teacher for the week. So Monday, she stands up in front of the class and she says, "Well, good morning, class. As you may know, your regular teacher is out sick. I will be here all week." And she turns to the chalkboard and writes her name. "I am Miss Prussy, P-R-U-S-S-Y, Prussy. That is my name. Now, I have a week, and I'm going to do my best to learn all of your names. There are about 20 of you here. I'm going to try my best to learn your name. But I'm going to ask you by tomorrow to remember my name. So when I call on you tomorrow and I say your name, I want you to respond with, 'Good morning, Miss Prissy.' Now, you need to find a way to remember my name. I will give you kids an example of how this works. When I was a child, we had a teacher named Miss Johnston. And I remember thinking, well, it's like Johnson, but it has a T in it. It's Johnston. So that's how I remembered it. I thought of a name that I knew, and then all I needed to do was add a T, Johnston. So my name is Miss Prissy. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great evening. See you in class tomorrow." And they all leave. Now, the substitute teacher has really tried through the course of that first day, that Monday, to remember as many names as she could. So the next day, she picks out one student whose name she remembers, Ernie. She says, "Well, class, good morning. Good morning, especially to you, Ernie." And he looks at her and she says, "Ernie, good morning. I think you know what I'm waiting to hear. I'm waiting for you to say good morning to me. Remember a little exercise I gave you?" He said, "I do. Good morning, Miss Crunt."
Gonna check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Think It Up. Think It Up is a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Join at thinkitup.org. Accident southbound T-70 at Page on-ramp. It's right at the end of that on-ramp. It does involve an overturned vehicle off the road. A vehicle fire eastbound T-70 at St. Louis Mills. Only the left lane getting through there. They wrapped up a crash eastbound T-70 at 170. You're still heavy on eastbound 64 between Illinois 157 and an earlier accident west of 159. That one just cleared. And now we have an accident reported eastbound 255 on the ramp to Lemay Ferry. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
The Post continued to give you the best way to post up in the St. Louis area with their Progressive Happy Hour. Every Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., it starts with $1.50 domestic drafts and wells, and it goes up 50 cents each hour. So at 5 p.m., you're still paying just $3. Plus, there's $6.99 daily deals. If you're staying in, then have the Post Sports Bar and Grill come to you. Post up at home by ordering carryout or delivery through any of the following delivery services: DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates. Stay safe and stay posted.
We are headed down to Dallas to check with Mike Evans to have an Annie Guns update for you folks. The last lunch and dinner will be served tomorrow at Annie Guns. They will be closing the dining room. No lunch, no dinner. But the smokehouse market next door will remain open. And that's the good news. Because most of that same wonderful food that you can be served in Annie Guns, you can pick up and carry home from the smokehouse market. So once again, as of the end of dinner tomorrow night, after tomorrow night, Annie Guns will temporarily close, but the smokehouse market next door will remain open. Please consider going in. Please consider gift cards. Let's do everything we can to keep the people who keep this show on the air. Let's do everything we can to keep them going. East of almost everything in Chesterfield Valley closed. Well, only on Mondays, except for this weird thing we're going through now. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards, more than ever. A great idea at Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. I think you will agree these are some weird times we're living in.
They are.
It is, yes, sir, really are. Strange.
Our pop quiz question today, all week long, best state with various for various things. Today, these are the four best states with the fewest violent crimes per capita. But which has the fewest? Minnesota, New Hampshire, Virginia, or Vermont? Answer in just a minute. More coronavirus nuggets you may not have heard. I kid you not. My toilet paper guy who works at Walgreens told me yesterday he was leaving work early, headed to FedEx, to send his sister a case of toilet paper. She lives in Islip, Long Island, New York, where the coronavirus is at its worst. The sister says there's been no toilet paper, bread, eggs, meat, seafood, veggies, fruit at any grocery store there for weeks.
You started your story, you said my toilet paper guy. What does that mean? Who has a toilet paper guy?
I told you that story, didn't I?
No, I don't think so.
No,
yeah, you did.
Yeah, he brought this up the other day.
Yeah, he brought it up. It's like a drug dealer. Yeah, he's got a toilet paper guy.
He works at Walgreens. He told me he'd call me when they got a shipment.
Okay. Yeah, it is like you do have your own dealer. Okay, I remember.
I know. Sad that Jeopardy's latest is the latest to suspend production with Alex Trebek and his fourth stage cancer. I just hope and pray that Jeopardy and Alex get back on the air very soon. Some people seem to think if this goes a long time, Alex will not be back. History lesson, the week before St. Patrick's Day. In 1918, hundreds of people were dropping dead of some kind of sickness. Officials urged people to huddle together every chance they could. Thousands and thousands of people huddled together in the New York City St. Patrick's Day parade. Well, it turned out to be the Spanish flu, a type of the coronavirus. It killed 700,000 people in the United States. It killed 37 million people worldwide. Thank God we know more now than we did in 1918.
I'm going to not correct you, but tell you that the numbers that I have read are worse. The number that I read that the Spanish flu killed was probably close to 100 million people.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I got 25 to 50, so I put 37.
Okay, the lowest number I read was 60, and the highest was 100. Either way,
okay.
too many people. Too many.
I hear you. Great line from my Columbus, Ohio affiliate. regarding that ridiculous Rod Stewart, 75 years old, saying, to hell with the virus. He plans to go to restaurants as long as they're open. He doesn't plan to change his habits. He doesn't believe in isolation. To hell with the whole thing. That's 75-year-old Rod Stewart. My buddy in Columbus, Ohio, his name is Torque, said, quote, well, obviously, he's pulled his goalie. Come on, you hockey guys have got to like that.
He's pulled his goalie?
He's pulled his goalie.
You guys get it?
No.
Dan, you don't get it?
No.
I'm a little lost.
Tim, do you get it?
I didn't get it.
Nobody got it.
Tim's a big hockey guy, too.
Man. He pulled his goalie.
So, he's just like his last hurrah.
Last hurrah, yeah. No. You know, going for broke. I don't know.
No,
I thought it was pretty good. I don't think we need to go there.
No.
That wasn't me. I don't know who that was.
I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. My cleaning lady just sent me a text, said that she's going to be working from home and is going to send me instructions on what to do.
Come on, man.
That was good.
I like it.
Hey, it sounds to me like she pulled her goalie.
See what you did there?
That was hilarious, Frank.
Thank you, Limey.
Love Nugget, while Amanda Bynes has announced that she is pregnant and plans to marry her boyfriend, Paul Michael, they've met 7 months ago and reportedly have had some very, very, very ugly breakups every month, including a lot of violence.
That girl needs a lot of
help. Does Amanda Bynes get a boing? I don't know who that is.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I wish them well, but I don't see a very
She needs some help.
I don't see good very much future here. And by the way, she's under a conservatorship, and I doubt very seriously they'll allow her to keep the baby. I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably
regarding
not.
Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne, they were on the Conners, also doing a couple of talk shows about liking threesomes.
Who doesn't?
As long as it's not the devil's freeway.
Who doesn't?
The devil's
Frank,
freeway?
Frank, remember when you asked me to be in a threesome? Remember that?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Remember that, too, guys?
1 minute.
That's a joke.
Dinner time.
That's a joke right there. Would you like that joke?
Uh-huh. 1 minute.
We've heard about the threesomes with the Osbournes for years, though, and finally on the broadcast.
We should all be so lucky.
I really feel bad you didn't like to pull the goalie thing. I don't know. The state that has the fewest violent crimes per capita, give it up, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Virginia, Vermont.
I'll say Vermont.
New Hampshire?
I'll say Vermont.
I'm going to make it 3 for Vermont.
Number 4, Virginia. Number 3, New Hampshire. Oh, number 2, Vermont. But number 1, Minnesota.
Oh.
Did anybody get it right?
No.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Pull your goalie.
We got it. Boy, I'm so glad you guys didn't get it. It'd be one thing for me, a sports idiot, not to get it. But when you guys didn't get it,
yeah.
And then when he explained it to you, you still wasn't familiar.
No.
That's his problem. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Stay well, stay healthy. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, and goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Sports trending now.
Leading things off first in the National Football League. A couple of notes here. The LA Chargers have signed former Broncos quarterback Chris Harris Jr. to a two-year deal that'll pay him $20 million. LA Rams have re-signed tackle Andre Whitworth. He gets a three-year contract. Seattle Seahawks have brought back Bruce Irvin. Meanwhile, looking at what's going on in the rest of the National Football League with the Seahawks, they have also signed right tackle Brandon Schell, formerly of the New York Jets. He gets a two-year deal. He gets paid $11 million. College basketball news, a couple of things here. Kansas is the number one team in the nation with the final AP Top 25 poll. Also, CBS Sports reporting that the NCAA is unlikely to grant an extra year of eligibility to winter sports programs and the athletes after the cancellations of the seasons due to the coronavirus. The report also does add there is a possibility for spring sport athletes to play the season, so they have yet to get a waiver. I'm David Gascon.
We are Fox Sports.
Do you know who this is?